His son Jehoshaphat then became king in his place, and he proved himself strong over Israel. He placed troops in all the fortified cities of Judah and placed garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which his father Asa had captured. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he followed the example of his father David's earlier days, and did not seek the battles, but sought the God of his father, followed his commandments, and did not act as Israel did. Officials Ben, Hail, Obadiah, Zechariah, Nethanel, and Nikahiah, to teach in the cities of Judah, and with them the Levite Shemaiah, Nethaniah, Zebadiah, Esahel, Shemramah, Jerome, Nathan, Adonijah, Tobiah, and Tobadoniah, the Levites. They taught in Judah, having the book of the law of the Lord with them. And they went throughout the cities of Judah and taught among the people. Now the dread of the Lord was on all the kingdoms of the lands which were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat.
Some of the Philistines brought gifts and silver as tribute to Jehoshaphat. The Arabians also brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 male goats. So Jehoshaphat grew greater and greater, and he built fortresses and storage cities in Judah. He had large supplies in the cities of Judah, valiant, mighty men in Jerusalem. This was their muster according to their father's households. Judah, commanders of thousands. Adnah was the commander, and with him 300,000 valiant warriors. And next to him was Johanan the commander, and with him 280,000. And next to him, Amasiah the son of Zichri, who volunteered for the Lord, and with him 200,000 valiant warriors.
for war.